Yeah, a lot of good updates to share with you this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ayala Land's briefing on its results for the 9 months of 2017. Joining us on the line are 7 callers, and we'd like to remind everyone that our materials are available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And of course, allow me to introduce our panel led by our President CEO, Mr. Bobby D, our Head of Leasing, Mr. Juni Halandoni, and our CFO, Mr. Toti Bexon. And to start off our presentation, let
good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to go through our financial reports, our financial results up until the end of September 2017. Our key messages are as follows. The company posted an 18% growth in net income amounting to 17.8 billion. This growth is consistent with the results in the first quarter and second quarter of the year, where we registered net income of 5.6 billion and 11.5 billion respectively. Our top line continues to be healthy as revenues grew 16% to 98.9 billion, driven by substantial bookings and progressive project completion in property development and the steady growth of our leasing business. Quite notable is the record high property sales of 12% for the year, amounting to 94 billion. A steady advancement from the 10% growth in the first quarter and the 11% growth in the first half of 2017. Clearly an evidence of the strong confidence of property buyers in the market this year. This is balanced with the 10% growth in our leasing revenues of 21.1 billion. As our new malls, offices and hotels and resorts start to stabilize and grow in contribution. We also beefed up our leasing portfolio further with the opening of new malls, offices, and hotels and resorts. We now have a total of 1.7 million square meters in gross leasable retail space, 909,000 square meters of office leasing space, and 2,509 rooms under our hotels and resorts business. We also launched Azuela Cove in Davao last August, and this increases our footprint to 23 estates across the Philippines. Lastly, we are on track in our CapEx spend for the first 9 months, 63.2 billion of the 88 billion that we budgeted. Moving on to discuss our income performance, total revenues grew 16% to 98.9 billion, driven largely by revenues from our real estate business, which reached 96.4 billion, 15% higher than the previous year. Interest and other income of 2.5 billion as equity and net earnings grew to 758 million, mainly from the earnings contribution from our various investments. Interest investment income grew to 982 million due to higher interest income on money market placements, and other income grew mainly as a result of higher management fees. Total expenses grew at a slower rate than revenues, at 14% to 71 billion. This was mainly driven by real estate and hotels expenses, which grew by 16% to 59.6 billion from 51 billion previously. General and administrative expenses grew by only 4% to 5 billion, resulting in a further improvement in the GAE to revenue ratio to 5.1% from 5.7% previously. Interest expense, financing, and other charges grew 7% to 6.4 billion, primarily as a result of higher interest expense, which inched up to 4.7% from 4.5% last year. This resulted in an income before tax of 27.8 billion, 19% higher than the previous year. Taking out non-controlling interests, which grew to 2.8 billion, we achieved a net income attributable to ALI equity holders of 17.8 billion, 18% higher year on year. Allow me to provide you with a breakdown of the company's revenues. Total revenues from property development amounted to 71.5 billion, 27% higher than 56.2 billion last year, as revenues from the sale of residential lots and units reached 60 billion, 28% higher than last year, driven by bookings and project completions across all residential brands. Revenues from the sale of office spaces reached 6.7 billion, 44% higher than last year, driven by higher completion of the Alveo Financial Tower in the Makati Central Business District, Alveo High Street South Corporate Plaza 1 and 2, and Avida's Capital House and One Park Drive, all located in BGC Taguig. Revenues from the sale of commercial and industrial lots reached 4.8 billion, 8% higher than the 4.5 billion posted last year due to higher lot sales in Arca South Taguig and Vermosa Cavite. Meanwhile, total revenues from commercial leasing amounted to 21 billion, 10% higher than the 19.1 billion last year. Revenues from our shopping centers reached 11.7 billion, 11% higher due to the improved performance of the new malls such as the 30th Tutuban Center and the UP Town Center. Revenues from office leasing reached 4.4 billion, 11% higher due to the stabilized occupancy of our new offices such as the UP Town Center BPO, Cebu E Block 4, and the Alabang Town Center BPO. Revenues from our hotels and resorts reached 4.8 billion, 6% higher due to higher occupancy and average room rates of our El Nido resorts. In terms of services, Makati Development Corporation and Ayala Property Management Corporation generated revenues amounting to 51.3 billion, 5% higher than prior year. Revenues from construction reached 49.7 billion, 4% higher due to the increase in order book of projects within the Ayala Land Group. Revenues from APMC reached 1.58 billion, 51% higher due to the increase in managed properties from completed projects. Net of intercompany adjustments, real estate revenues amounted to 96.4 billion, 15% higher on a year-on-year basis. Our margins continue to be healthy. The average gross profit margin of horizontal projects improved to 44% from 42% due to the higher contribution of the Courtyards and Ardea in Vermosa, Rio Monte in Nuvali, and Montala in Alviera. While the average gross profit margin of vertical developments slightly improved to 35% from 34% due to the mix of units sold. Gross profit margins of office for sale increased to 40%, driven by higher margins from High Street South Corporate Plaza and Alveo Park Triangle Tower. Gross profit margins from commercial and industrial lots declined to 33% due to the higher contribution of lower margin industrial lots in Cavite and commercial lots in Arca South and Vermosa. Shopping centers EBITDA margins slightly decreased to 66% from 68% due to lower margins from our newly opened malls. Office leasing EBITDA improved to 91% from 90% given the stabilized occupancy of our new offices. Hotels and resorts EBITDA was maintained at 27%. The blended EBITDA margins of our services business improved to 10% from 8% given the effect of efficiencies and project savings. Our new estates and projects continue to gain traction with a total contribution of 42% to our bottom line at the end of September 2017. This came from 38% at the end of 2016. Likewise, recurring income from our leasing business continues to grow, posting a 35% contribution at the end of the nine-month period. This was lower than the 38% posted in the first quarter and the 36% in the first half of the year, primarily on account of the stronger than budgeted residential sales for this year. Our balance sheet continues to be strong and supportive of our growth plans. Cash and cash equivalents stood at 25.8 billion, resulting in a current ratio of 1.32:1, with total borrowings of 167.3 billion. With total borrowings of 167.3 billion, this translates to a net debt-to-equity ratio of 0.77:1. ROE was at 15.6% as of September 30, 2017. Our average cost of borrowing, slightly higher now at 4.7% from the 4.5% in the first quarter and 4.6% in the first half, as a result of higher average interest rates. However, 88% of our debt is locked in with fixed rates, and 93% of the total portfolio is maturing, is long-term, effectively maturing longer than 360 days. We spent a total of 63.2 billion for project and capital expenditures in the past 9 months. Of the total capex, 49% was spent on completion of our residential projects and 28% was spent on our commercial leasing projects. 17% was spent on land acquisition, new businesses and services and other investments, while 6% was spent on the development of our estates. Turning now to property development sales, reservation sales reached 94.19 billion. This is 12% higher than the 84.3 billion last year, translating to an average of 10.5 billion in monthly sales. Our international sales reached 24 billion, 20% higher than last year, representing 25% of total reservation sales. Net book sales registered at 66.9 billion. 16% higher than the 57.9 billion of last year. And so far, for the first 9 months, we have launched a total of 53.9 billion worth of residential and office for sale projects. Unbooked revenues registered at 141 billion, representing 1.7 times our 2016 property development revenues. Turning now to our key launches, our 23rd estate, Azuela Cove, in Lanang, Davao City, total of 25 hectares, was launched last August. Total estimated investment in the next 8 to 10 years is 20 billion. The initial components will be retail, the shops at Azuela Cove, covering 4,000 square meters of gross leasable space, Ayala Land Premier sea-facing condominiums, and the St. Luke's Medical Center, a 250-bed hospital, to open in 2022. Key launches on residential and office for sale. Our premier group launched Cerrillo Phase 3 last September 2017, a value of 3 billion and 18% taken up. Alveo launched the Styles Enterprise Plaza East Tower last July in the circuit. 349 office units with a value of 5.4 billion, 28% taken up. Avida Towers BGC Turf Tower 2 in Taguig, 537 units valued at 4.2 billion, close to half taken up. Avida Towers Vireo in Arca South, 2 billion in value, 67% taken up. Key launches that you can expect in this last quarter: Park Central Towers, North Tower, launched this last month, October, 259 units with a value of 17.6 billion. Alveo will be launching Orion Place, or has launched Orion Place last October in Vertis North, 611 units, close to 6 billion in value. Cerca Viento Tower 1, 272 units with a value of close to 2.2 billion. Solinea, Palatine Tower in Cebu Business Park, 3.7 billion. So in the last 6 weeks of this last quarter, we have launched 29.3 billion worth of projects. Adding this to the 53.9 billion worth of residential and office for sale projects in the past 9 months of 2017, we have reached a total of 83.2 billion, bringing us on track to reach our target of 90 to 100 billion worth of launches by end of this year. Moving on to the leasing front, for our malls, average occupancy rate for all malls is at 91%, while the occupancy rate for our stable malls is at 97%. Total gross leasable area of shopping centers is now at 1.66 million square meters as of the end of September 30. Subsequent to this, Ayala Malls Cloverleaf, with 38,000 square meters of GLA, opened last October. This brings the total GLA of shopping centers to 1.7 million square meters as of October 31. Some updates on the mall side. This fourth quarter, we are excited to be opening two more malls. First will be the Feliz Town Center, which is 79,000 square meters of gross leasable area in the Marcos Highway area, and Ayala Malls Marikina, 12,000 square meters of GLA. By the end of this year, we should finish with 1.8 million square meters in gross leasable space. And together with the 865,000 square meters of gross leasable area currently under construction, we are closing in on our target of growing our retail space by 2.5 times by 2020. On the offices side, average occupancy rate for all offices is at 89%. Stable offices occupancy is at 97%. Total gross leasable area of office leasing registered at 909,000 square meters as of the end of September, with the opening of the 30th Corporate Center and Circuit Makati BPO Tower 2, which have 46,000 and 27,000 square meters of GLA respectively. For this fourth quarter, we are equally excited to open two more BPO office towers, Vertis North BPO with 43,000 square meters of GLA and Circuit BPO 2 with 47,000 square meters of GLA. By the end of this year, we should be at 999,000 square meters in GLA. This, together with the 591,000 square meters of GLA under construction, puts us on track to tripling our office space by 2020. On the hotels and resorts front, RevPAR of resorts increased by 6% to $8,252 per night, while RevPAR, revenue per available room of hotels, decreased by 6%, mainly due to the lower occupancy of our internationally branded hotels in Makati. The average occupancy rate of hotels registered a healthy 71%, while resorts occupancy was up 2 percentage points to 60% during the period. Total rooms under the hotels and resorts portfolio registered at 2,509 rooms as of end of September, with the opening of 20 rooms in Balay Adlao, Leo in Palawan, and 12 rooms in Balay Cogon, Sikogon. For this last quarter, we will be opening two more hotels. The first would be Seda Bacolod with 154 rooms and Hotel Cobo in Leo, Palawan with 20 rooms. By the end of this year, we should have 2,683 rooms in operation, and with the 3,291 rooms currently under construction, we are on track to meeting our tripling of hotel rooms by 2020. So in summary, we posted an 18% growth in net income to a total of 17.8 billion pesos. Our top line continues to be healthy as revenues grew 16% to 98.9 billion, driven by substantial bookings and progressive project completion in property development and the steady growth of our leasing business. Record high property sales of 12% for the year, amounting to 94.2 billion, clearly an evidence of the strong confidence of property buyers in the market this year, balanced with a 10% growth in our leasing revenues of 21.1 billion as our new malls, offices, hotels and resorts start to stabilize and grow in contribution. We beefed up our leasing portfolio further with the opening of new malls, offices, hotels and resorts. We now have a total of 1.7 million square meters in GLA on the retail front, 909,000 square meters of office leasing space, and 2,509 rooms under our hotels and resorts business. We also launched our 23rd estate, Azuela Cove in Davao, and we are on track in our CapEx spend at 63.2 billion. Thank you.
Thank you, Toti. Now we can open the floor for questions from our live audience. It's Carl Crossy from Deutsche.
Good afternoon. I'd like to ask a number of questions, actually. But first, on the residential side, do you still expect 103 billion in residential launches for the year, including office for sale?
I think we're tracking anywhere between 90 billion to 100 billion, depending on what we see in terms of demand for the balance 6 to 8 weeks. But we're prepared to launch about 100 billion for the year.
Okay. And on the 20% increase in overseas sales, it's 25% of total residential sales. Can you tell us how much is foreign national?
Of the 25%, about 10% is OF, 15% is international.
Okay. And then for office, for leasing, you're completing maybe 160,000 square meters this year. Can you tell us what the leasing level is of the 160,000 square meters? Occupancy or pre-leasing?
Okay, on the average, over the last couple of years, we've been tracking around 100,000 square meters of lease out, contracts closed. Last year, we did 90. Year to date, now we're around 80,000. I think we will exceed last year's numbers of 90,000. The mix is a bit different. Last year, two-thirds was BPO. This year, it's like one-third BPO, one-third online gaming, and one-third traditional. On the average now, the portfolio is at 90% occupancy. I think we will, moving forward, that number will be maintained as we open new office buildings. So I think 90% is a healthy level for us as we ramp up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Next question, please. If there are no more questions from the live audience, yes, please.
Hi. How much were you able to increase selling prices for your residential properties for this quarter? And can you comment on were there any delays in construction this period? Thank you.
We introduced so many projects, no? So the escalation really depends on which project we're looking at, no? But as an average, I think you're looking at maybe a 3 to 5% increase on a yearly basis, which is basically in line with what we're seeing in terms of inflation, no? So we're trying to just keep it within that range. And sorry, your second question was. Actually, what has happened over the last few years, we've had some delays, over the last couple of, maybe 2 to 3 years. But by and large, by the end of this year, we will have caught up with most of our construction. And this is primarily through the efforts of MDC that we're now basically training our own workers. Now we basically now have a tie-up with TESDA, and we've graduated about 15,000. Laborers, and those get deployed immediately to our sites. No? So, the slight delays that we've experienced previously, by and large, by the end of this year, we would have caught up with most of our, construction timelines.
Thank you. Any more questions? Okay, maybe now we can open the floor for questions from our teleconference facility.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Rosen Ong from Morgan Stanley. Please ask your question.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Hello. Just two questions for me. Can you hear me? Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hi, Daniel.
Please ask your question.
Yep, so just for the launch schedule, the launch pipeline you have in 4Q, I noticed in October you have, you mentioned Park Central Towers and Orient Place. Just to check whether these have been launched, what the take up for these, and if they haven't been launched, and when's the target launch?
You were referring to the Alveo Orient Place project?
Yes. As well as the ILN Premier Park Central Towers project.
Oh, the Park Central North Tower last October. Mr. Hugo from Ayala Land Premier.
I'd like to introduce Mr. Mike Hugo, head of Ayala Land Premier. Yes, Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Mike Hugo, ALP. For Park Central Towers, we opened the units for sale for our priority clients, and currently we expect to generate anywhere between 2 to 3 billion pesos from those. And then we're going to have our public launch this November 19th, so November will be a big month. By end of the year, we expect to be around 30% taken up for this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. And also, maybe could you remind us what's your level of unsold inventory right now?
Our total residential inventory levels tracking anywhere in between about 9 months.
9 months. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Jason Yeo from Goldman. Please ask your question.
Hi, just want to follow up on the international sales. Of this 15% from international, is the bulk of it actually coming from Chinese buyers? Can you talk a bit about this segment? And also, what was the figure last year? Thanks.
We haven't completed the breakdown, but clearly, in terms of international sales, quite a bit of it is coming from mainland Chinese. We're still finalizing that number because the mainland Chinese buyers are being recorded on two sides. One is in this international number, i.e. they're purchasing it with a mainland Chinese address. And then we're also starting to see, and this is what we're tracking closely today, is they're purchasing it, they're mainland Chinese here in the Philippines, but they're purchasing it here in the Philippines, but they have a Chinese passport. So for now, what we can disclose is the 25% figure, which is pure international sales. And suffice it to say, quite a bit of that is coming from China.
Thank you. Do you have the same figure for last year, what it was?
We're aggregating that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Next question, please.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, it is star 1 to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to the speaker. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any more questions from the live audience? Okay, I guess that ends our briefing very early today. Thank you very much for attending. Snacks are served at the back, so please do enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.